It seems the community of Boston, Georgia, has always been associated with movement. The town began as a stagecoach stop in 1837, then was physically packed up and moved to its present location when the railroad came through in 1861. Then in the 20th century, it was the highway that moved, bypassing the town altogether. Ann McCrickard says that remains a problem to this day.
That is our biggest challenge, is to pull people off of 84 and make sure they are aware that there's so much more to Boston than you see on 84 as you're zipping through. Thankfully now at 55 miles an hour. It was 65 for a long time, and we did petition the legislature to reduce the speed limit and that went through city limits.
To increase the town's visibility and attractiveness, off the beaten path though it is, a group of engaged citizens called the Boston Community Club is in charge of throwing the town's signature annual party. McCrickard is a member, and so is her pal Amanda Maxwell.
It's our 40th annual Boston Mini Marathon and Festival, so we're very excited. We have a lot going on this year.
Maxwell says the party gets started the evening of Friday, October 25th, with a cooking competition.
If you are competitive with your cooking and think that you have the skills to win the Boston Best Butt and Ribs, come to Boston. We also have, this year for the first time, three comedians coming, and that starts at 7:30 that night. And we also have Blue Burden Band, which is really big in our area. They have a great draw. They're going to be performing for us.
McCrickard says the next morning's mini marathon is just one of a number of running and walking options for those so inclined.
We do offer a relay, so if you don't feel quite like you can make that 13.1 miles, you can do have a relay team, so you just pass off and hopefully not pass out, but, pass it on to the next person. We also offer a 5K walk. And basically for the younger folks, we have a one-mile fun run.
All the athletics begins at 8, and McCrickard says the festival proper is underway soon after.
At 9 o'clock, our arts, crafts, and food vendors are set up. And this year, Amanda, who is one of the co-chairs for the festival, and her committee have really focused on bringing in true arts and crafts.
There will be a parade through the heart of town and lots of other activities.
All of this is free. The kids' carnival, there's no fee to, paint a rock, paint a pumpkin, get a face painting, to go into the mobile lab. All of that is free. And then Friday night, all of the entertainment Friday night is free.
And even though Boston's everyday population barely tops 1,300, Maxwell says the festival multiplies that figure several times over.
And it's just a great way for people to come together that maybe used to live in Boston, that's moved away. It gives them opportunity to come back. A lot of the churches in our area have their homecoming that weekend. So it really is a big homecoming for a lot of people.
The 40th annual Boston, Georgia Mini Marathon and Festival. Check out the community's webpage for an entire event rundown. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.